River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Wrong. Just wrong.
Yeah, you kind of had a tough third round, didn't you?
I got both series wrong.
Yes, you did.
And I believe I got both number of games wrong.
Yes, you did. Unfortunately, you got shut out in the third round. You picked the Islanders in 7, and you picked Vegas in 6. Unfortunately, no points on the system for you.
Ugh.
And then to make it worse, Anthony Cirelli, who has done nothing but score huge goals in his hockey career because he scored the overtime winner to win the Memorial Cup in 2015 for the Oshawa Generals, scores the overtime goal to put Tampa in the Stanley Cup final and make my prediction right of Tampa Bay in 6 games.
It's just painful.
That is painful, isn't it?
Are we tied now, or you're ahead by 1?
I am ahead by 1 point. In the system that we got, 1 point for the number of games, 1 point for the right team, and 3 points if you get both of them correct. I've got a 25-24 lead going into the Stanley Cup final.
Ugh.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right, does it?
No. So, I'm just in pain here.
Yeah, that hurts, doesn't it? But I'm thinking, well, we've got Dallas and Tampa Bay in the Stanley Cup final, both of which have won cups before, both of which have kind of won controversial cups before, but that was
past. Now let's be fair here.
Okay.
Dallas's cup was controversial because I don't care what anybody says, Brett Hull was in the crease, and at any other time, that goal wouldn't have counted.
Yep. Well, especially in 1999 when the replay was in its infancy, and the foot in the crease rule was very strictly enforced.
Oh, if you had a piece of DNA in the crease, they'd call the goal back.
They would.
So, yeah.
But yeah, you're correct in the sense that Tampa Bay won their controversial Stanley Cup in 2004. But the only reason it was a little on the controversial side is because Calgary's complaining that Daryl Sutter forgot to put it on replay. They forgot to review it.
If they had reviewed it, that goal would not have counted. It wasn't a goal. It wasn't actually it. If they had replayed it and reviewed it at the time, there'd be no controversy because it's okay. You know what? It was reviewed and it was deemed that it didn't go in.
Hmm. Okay.
So there.
So yeah, you bet.
And this is Dallas. You know what? This is the Dallas franchise because they started out life as the Minnesota North Court. This is their 5th trip to the finals. They've won it once.
How many times have they been to the finals?
5. This is their 5th.
1, 2, 3, 4. Where did the 5th one go? I know.
Okay,
19,
so which one's it?
1981.
Yep.
1999, 2000, and then 2020.
1991, what? Yeah. And then 1999.
Oh, 1991.
They won it, and then,
that's the one I'm missing. 1991. You're right. It is 5th. I've lost count.
Yeah, because they beat the Oilers to get there. They beat them in 5 games.
Yeah, and then they ran into a wall named Lemieux, Yager, and Brasso.
That series was actually closer than that, though.
It was, but unfortunately,
you know, it was a 6-game series, and I think in the 6th game, Pittsburgh owned them. But yeah, no, it's their 5th trip to the final.
No, you're right. I lost count because I forgot about 1991. I forgot about John Casey and his remarkable run that time.
As a diehard Oilers fan, I did not forget about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Tampa Bay's in the cup final. Am I miscounting here? I've got it as their 3rd time in the final.
Yep. No, that's right.
Yeah. 2004, which they won. 2015, which they lost to Chicago in 6 games. And now 2020. Who have you got?
Yep. I've got Dallas in 7 in overtime. Now, I'm going to tell you why. 7 games in overtime? Because I really want to see the Stanley Cup decided in Game 7 overtime, and really it's 2020. Why not?
Yeah, why not? I think if I'm not mistaken, and I really got to do some digging on this one, The last time the Stanley Cup final was decided in overtime in Game 7 was 1950 when Detroit beat the Rangers.
Sounds right.
I think that's it, but I'd have to look it up.
I'm pretty sure it's only happened like three times.
Yeah.
And my 82-year-old mother has only been around for like one or two of them.
Uh-huh.
So, it doesn't happen often. It's an anomaly. And I'd love to see it. I really would. I think it would be really cool. I've seen the Stanley Cup won in overtime. I've seen that plenty of times.
Yes, I have too.
But Game 7 overtime? Come on. That'd just be fun.
It would be. Well, I've got Tampa Bay in six because I think there's, in my estimation, there's still quite a few people left over from the 2015 team. And because, I'm sorry, I think the Lightning are holding the wild card because Stamkos, I think, is still coming back.
Well, he's got the beard for it. Did you see him last night?
Yes, I did.
He's got quite the beard. You know what? You never know. Perhaps he will come back. But when he comes back, you know, is he going to be effective? Because he hasn't played in 6 months.
That is a good point.
So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, like, I'm not, quite frankly, I don't care who wins. I just want to see Game 7 overtime, and we got to be different because I just have to get more points than you.
Well, there you go. So you've got Dallas in 7 in overtime. I've got Tampa Bay in 6. We'll be finding out probably in about a week and a half, maybe, as Game 1 is Saturday night. I believe it's in Edmonton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything's in Edmonton. And then I think they go every other night.
Yep, there you go. So, but a
so,
week.
So, I mean, if it's a four-game sweep, this time next week, it's all over.
Yeah, it's all over. And then when you have the correct prediction, you could say, yeah, Hopper, I know a little bit more about the National Hockey League than you do.
I think we have shown that when it comes to this, our brain pans are more or less equal. I mean, you get to the Stanley Cup Finals, and we are, for all intents and purposes, it's a statistical tie.
It is.
I will admit that you know a couple things about hockey.
Thank you very much. James, I appreciate it. We'll probably get in touch after the cup is awarded, and we'll have a final say, I guess, on the 2020 hockey season that has been really, really weird.
Yes, yes, that's we will. All right, you have a great day there, Hopper.
You too. Take care, James. Thanks.
Bye.